It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Ben, pick a number between 1 and 1,000.
I'm going to go 420, dude.
Ben, a lot of people have picked that number. Can you please try another one?
All right, dude. 69, man.
Okay. What is your greatest accomplishment?
420, dude.
Wow, you are my greatest accomplishment.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to ask exclusively your father for permission.
Yeah, good luck.
To marry you. Hopefully that's not too big of a roadblock for me.
It's, you know, all it takes is one knock on a door. That's all you got to do.
Ben, anytime you want to leave this podcast, let me know.
Anytime. Oh, great.
Anytime
I'll see
you.
I'll see you. We'll see you later.
Yeah, guys. Let's just get it. Anytime you want to end this podcast early.
I had no idea that was an option for
me. Yeah, anytime you want to end this podcast.
This is great. This is, I'm free.
Anytime you end this podcast early, go on another 6-month hiatus, I'm down. Just let me know.
Let's do it. I'm free.
Let's just get the fuck out of here.
What are we doing?
Because they dropped 6 episodes, and that's too much for 1 week. That's like an episode. It's too many.
They're, you know what? They're trying very hard to end this podcast, and we say no.
We say no.
We rise from the ashes like a phoenix.
We are always back, baby. Nobody can stop us. With Shane in our souls and Nancy in our veins, we are always here, you know?
Yes.
Yes. We are getting litty titty, baby.
Litty titty.
Yes.
Speaking of which, did you get the wine, right? You got the Love is Wine.
I do have Love is Wine. Yeah. It is 10:30 a.m. here in sunny London. Do it in sunny Los Angeles. Sunny. I have moved to sunny Los Angeles, yeah, for all you nosy listeners out there. Happy to share.
Go to Venice Beach, drink in public.
Yes,
that's what they do there.
So we will be testing that on the podcast in the future. The Love is Wine from Cupcake Vineyards, as shown on the show. A lovely Chardonnay. Well, I don't know if it's lovely. I'll have to let you know.
You got to chug the whole thing at once.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. That's the only way to test wine.
It's the only way.
Yes. Well, yes, this is, for those of you new, this is Reality Alert Podcast. I'm Max Geyser. This is Ben Overzet. We are the Big Rascals. We're going to be recapping each and every episode here. Well, sometimes 2 episodes at once. You can check us out on Instagram at Reality Alert Podcast. And you should also subscribe to our Patreon, which is back at patreon.com/realityalert, where you get a bonus episode each week where we go through the hottest episodes of the week, the best sound bites, and all the social media from the Love is Blind universe. Isn't that right, Ben?
Yeah. Give us your money.
Yeah, we need your money. Otherwise, we're just going to leave because we didn't know we had that option until Matthew showed us the light.
Yeah, I'm really considering it heavily now. So,
and he's a wealth advisor, so
I know,
follow his ways. He can lead us to the money.
That's right. Good wealth is good health.
Yeah, I think he said that a few times. I love that guy.
That's right.
So, what did you think about this ep so far?
I thought it was good. I'm obviously, it gets real spicy at the end.
Yeah.
And it gives us some legs here to go off of, but I'm also worried that this might mean that we might not get Matt going forward. We'll see. But there's some good characters in here, similar storylines, you know, oh, I was married before this, or I have a kid,
things like secret love child. Yeah, stuff like
yeah.
that.
So yeah, we're seeing a little more of the same, but I'm seeing some potential for this season.
Yeah. I was not feeling it until the end. I was feeling like we have some very wooden characters, all not from North Carolina, where this is supposed to be set. A lot of people yeah. from Los Angeles. I don't know, Boston.
Yeah, what the hell? What?
No one's from North Carolina. What is going on?
They didn't find a woman named Charlotte.
I know. Come on.
I don't understand.
So, and I like Jimmy, Johnny, how many J-E names do we have of these boring dudes with no fucking personality? Come on.
They didn't cast any of the Mr. Beast guys.
Yeah, they're right there.
They're right there in North Carolina.
But come on, like where are Cole?
Where's Carl?
But come on, where are Shane's? Where are Cole's? Where are fun personalities? No one here is like fun or funny.
Not really. No.
Who do we have? Trevor? What's his personality? I'm muscly and I have a dog. Oh, I have a dog with a weird human name. Like, what's the fucking problem? These guys are so boring.
They're pretty boring.
I do feel
Clay like, is okay. Clay is okay.
I feel
he's
like
all right.
Every guy on this season read a pickup artist book. That is the vibe that I'm
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
And they're not very
they
good
cast
at
extra
hiding
sleazy
it.
This year. Yeah.
Yes. But Clay was like so obvious. Even before he said like the looks thing, I was like, yes. he's doing like every trick in the book. Like she even knows it. We know it. Like, come on. Come on.
Yep.
But I loved it.
I was just waiting for him to drop the shake of like, you know, could I put you on my shoulders?
I know. I really hope that she turns out settling for him. Being like, you know what, Matthew really sketches me out, but I still want to be on the show, so this is what I look like. And he's like, I think you could really turn me on as my wife, you know?
It definitely seems like AD is the primary character, whereas Matthew, I don't know if we're going to keep getting him going forward.
Please!
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, here is what, you know, we're just going to talk about this scene a little bit right now because it's what's hot. You know, this is really the very exciting thing about it. When they start out that scene at the end of the show, like the morning where her and Amber are talking, the scene opens with a shot of a journal that says AD on it.
Mm.
So I feel like it's meant to have ambiguity. By the way, guys, we're just recapping episode one and we haven't seen episode two. So we don't know what happens. I think it might have something to do with, did Amber read her journal? Like she left her journal out.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Naughty,
yes.
naughty.
It's a very clear.
She should have put a lock on that diary.
Yeah, she just left her diary open, man.
And you usually write like a curse at the beginning of like all yes. who open this shall yeah, be cursed forever.
You
yeah.
gotta go Chamber of Secrets on their ass, man. Like you gotta fucking God. Come on.
Wow. I didn't even think about that, Max. That's a good catch.
And I
if
think
that is the case, then how fucking sinister is this other Amber? Like,
oh, she's just like Tank Amber from the first season, you know?
Yeah,
like,
ruthless.
We have another psycho Amber on our hands.
Running,
and it makes sense because her and Amber have been very icy towards each other. And I think AD is suspicious of it because she's not like, he said yeah. the same thing to me. She's like,
Well, they're being cryptic. Yeah. For the most part, they've been cryptic until that one part where Amber finally says that.
And then it's like, did AD leave that journal out as a test? Ever think about that, Ben?
I think you just got to ask Matthew right away. Catch him off guard.
No. He's too smart. You got to play it safe, okay? he'll snake his way around it. You got to set a trap.
Maybe if she surveyed him, maybe yeah. that would help. Maybe if she said pick a number between 1 and 15 and then he's like number 9 and she's like did you say the exact same thing to Amber that you did to me? Weird, that was number 9. Very strange.
I'm just impressed they both got through his interview process, if it's true. You know, he has a very rigid interview process.
Oh yeah,
you stage, you know, resumes, background checks, credit score checks. Very impressive.
Yeah. You got to have good credit before you go on Love is Blind.
You do.
Ever since the first season.
Ever since the first season, everyone's like, I'm not accruing anyone's debt and makeup credit cards.
Poor Barnett.
Literally poor Barnett.
You know, it's so rare for millennials to get a chance at buying a home, and he had one and now it's gone and the chances are gone.
He sold his home to pay off that credit card from Bloomies. You know, it's really impressive stuff. Ben, I do want to say one more thing that I forget. Guys, we have a very exciting thing here going on at Reality Alert. We now have our own Reality Alert credit card. I'm just kidding.
Oh shit.
No, this is a real thing that we did. We now have the Reality Alert hotline where you can leave us a voicemail and you can ask us questions and we are going to answer them at either this on either next week's podcast or maybe on the Patreon. But you need to leave us a voicemail at 1-804-BAD-BOYS. That's 1-804-BAD-BOYS or 1-804-223-2697. This is not a joke. Call that number. You can leave us a voicemail. You should ask us any questions you have about the first six episodes. Leave us any hot takes you have. And if, you know, we really like them, we will play them on the air and answer them. Please call or DM us or anything. We would love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
That'd be so fun. Call us anytime. We will totally pick up.
We'll pick up the phone. Yeah.
Yeah. You want us to sing your kids to bed? We'll do it. We'll get the Love is Blind Orchestra to play for them.
We're really expanding our services here.
Yes. Okay, let's go to Love is Blind Season 6, Episode 1, Ben. Let's see. We see a bunch of people going.
Bring me that higher love.
Wow, Love is Blind Orchestra doing the covers, doing some Steve Winwood.
That's
wow.
Kind of cool. That's
so cool. Even Ben knew the song. It was crazy.
I've heard it before.
Such a real song. I can't even play the sample of it. These people, they want to be embraced for who they are in this experiment, you know? They say that the dating scene is extremely shallow. So they're going to a real place with deep connections like reality TV.
Yeah, where you get married after, you know, a couple weeks.
Yeah, so that you can make a lot of money on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Very real.
Absolutely. And then if you make a baby, you make even more money.
That's very true. And you make Vanessa happy.
Then you can post graphics on your IG page that says, like, what does everyone think? Will it be a boy or will it be a girl?
There are way too many Love is Blind babies right now.
Honestly. I don't like it.
There were none, and now there's way too many, and they're so annoying about it. I can't deal with it. Ben, then they spoil the whole show. They spoil the whole show. So I had to cover my eyes and not watch. They like showed the couples that ended up together.
I must have missed that, I guess. Well, they kind of crop people out, though.
Yeah.
I wasn't, at the time, I didn't know exactly who each.
Yeah. I didn't, like, totally close my eyes. I was just like, I'm not really paying attention, though. I don't want to know what happens.
You had the corkboard up and the yarn, and you were.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to figure this out.
Yeah. You paused 1 minute in and you knew everything.
But, you know, Ben, then we get the men and the women in their living quarters.
It's about to go down.
It's about to go down. But something didn't go down and it really upset me. I want to go through Nick Lachey's entrances from some previous times he introduced himself.
Yep.
You know, obviously the first time.
I'm Nick Lachey, obviously. I'm obviously Nick Lachey.
Then last year's.
I'm, of course, Nick Lachey.
But then this year's.
And I'm Nick Lachey.
What the fuck is that?
He's doing a soft rollout of the catchphrase.
This, he didn't do anything.
And I'm Nick Lachey.
it's like I'm Ron Burgundy. Like he's like not even sure of who he is anymore. It's like Nick Lachey has lost his personality. It's like, dude, you were obviously Nick Lachey. You need to own it. We know who you are.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe this is just that he's at a point in his life where he's questioning things.
It's like
questioning who he is.
As Vanessa's stardom rises, you know, because people hate her so much and his falls, he's losing sight of who he is.
Yeah. But I don't want to take away from the hatred that people have for Nick either.
Yeah, people don't like him either.
I mean, let's be fair here, you know.
I love both of them. Yeah, but people hate her more because she's a woman, Ben. Don't
forget that. Well, okay? Sure. Yes. Yes.
Don't forget that. Trevor says that he is a big guy and doesn't want to be judged for working out so much. Ben, I want to propose something to Trevor. What if he just works out a little less? Has he ever thought about that?
That's who he is.
Oh, okay.
It's in his muscles.
Yeah. You know?
That's who is he without Crunch Fitness? He has to go.
Yeah. Jessica, she's nervous about bringing up her daughter, Autumn. Do you think she named her daughter Autumn after watching 500 Days of Summer and watching the end scene?
Oh,
where Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
I thought you were going to say The Fall or something.
Oh, yeah. After watching the movie The Fall. Yeah. No, you know, at the end of 500 Days of Summer, you know, he meets a woman named Autumn.
Yeah. You know, I try not to think about that movie.
Dude, it was so twee.
Oh, so mawkish and twee.
Changed my life. So manic pixie.
Oh,
I bet it was because of that movie.
Why did you put that movie back in my brain? Why do I have to think about it now?
Think about it. She had the kid when she was 18. Perfect target movie for 18-year-olds like that movie.
Hey, it could be. It could be.
I'm just saying. I knew someone who had a kid when they were 16-year-olds once. When they were 16 once, their kid's name was Holden. She was like, yes, my kid is obvious. I obviously had my kid when I was 16. Catcher in the Rye.
Oh, I see. Oh, wow.
I was like, oh, Holden Caulfield, Catcher in the Rye. She's like, yeah, I obviously had my kid at 16.
At least she didn't choose one of the, at least she didn't choose like Lenny from Mice and Men.
Yeah. She says that her kid Autumn can't wait and has already picked up her dress for the wedding. She's like, mommy is going to come back with so much influencer money because I'm going to be on the show for 4 weeks no matter what. Yeah. I'm getting me a TV husband.
Yep, she's getting the TikTok channel ready.
Yes,
they're going to be big millionaires from that TikTok money.
Well, Ben,
the pods are now open.
Wow, not very in sync. Or shall I say, not very 98 degrees.
Oh.
Thank you, Celebrity Big Brother, for that clip. We get a quick run of people. There's a guy that doesn't do laundry, Ben. How silly is that?
No, boy.
We have a lot of typical shitty men on this season. All the guys are terrible. And the women are like, oh, well, we're clearly settling because we're on Love is Blind, so we'll just take what we can get. Sure, yeah. You're a pickup artist who doesn't do laundry, but...
Does he just always perpetually have dirty clothes, or is it like his mom?
He just lives in filth and he just keeps buying clothes.
Right. Yeah.
He buys like Hanes.
Right. And then like with his dishes, when he's done with them, he just throws them in the trash as like actual glass plates, and then he goes and Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, but he doesn't take out the trash. He's a hoarder. It's one of those things. He wants to get on that. And it's intentional because he wants to get on that reality show too. He's very smart. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's seen the Love is Blind apartments for men. So
yeah, he like the shittier, the more camera time you get. I have to top Cole.
No, that's a tough feat.
Yeah, that's a tough feat. That was frightening. lots of talk about having children.
How many things are going to come out of my vagina?
How many things are going to come out of her vagina? you know, I don't know. We'll have to wait till the end of the show.
We'll see. We'll see what Vegas has the over under at.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a things out of her vagina count by the end of the season.
Yes. I'm all for that.
Yes. Yeah, I think at this age, people do talk about a lot of intense things before the first date, even. I have a friend who is on dating app. This sounds like it's me, but it's not me. I'm in a relationship. I have a friend who's single, and he's on the dating apps, like Hinge and stuff. And I'm like, I talk about dating a lot on my podcast. So like, is it very like business-like? And he's like, yeah, people like get down to like the nitty gritty, like before we even go on dates. And, you know, I was like, I think that's like very intense, because I think that there should be like a lot of like fun at the beginning of relationships. And when you get down to like the brass tacks, I mean, it's a problem. And he agreed with me. He's like, one of the first questions that people ask me, even before we have a first date, is like, are you in therapy? Is like the first question.
Wow.
That they will ask him. He's like, it happens all the time. It's like,
that's pretty are you personal in for a pre first date question.
A pre first date question.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know we're reducing the stigma of mental health, and I think therapy is like a very important, you know, resource. Sure. But like, that's very personal to some people.
Yeah.
Like stuff like that. And then people tend to ask about like attachment theory a lot of the time. And I'm like, well, it's different when you're getting married in 4 weeks, but I think people do have these serious conversations, especially when they enter their 30s, because especially on dating apps, they don't want to feel like they're wasting their time.
Yeah.
If they're very serious about it.
That's very foreign to me. I had never entered into that sphere of dating. And when I met my wife, it was in person. And so that's something that's completely a foreign thing to me.
Well, how old were you when you met your wife too?
21.
Yeah, I was 24, 23 when I met Maria. So like when we met our partners, we weren't necessarily looking for the person we wanted to marry, or we didn't.
No. Yeah, me neither.
Or like if it didn't work out, it wasn't like, okay, well, we have time.
Right. I guess you're right. The age difference would matter. When you get a little older, then you're starting to feel the heat a little bit of like, I don't want to be single anymore.
Yeah,
I want to try and find the right person.
But I do think that there is a balance between like knowing those things and being like, are you in therapy? Like, as a first thing, because I'm like, whoa, okay, that would be a red flag for me. I'd be like, okay, like, can we talk about like what we like to do for fun first? Can we find some joy in this conversation?
No, I need to know your social security number right now.
I know. That like really shocked me. I was like, ask you if you're in therapy.
Not really romantic, is it?
Because also there's reasons that people aren't in therapy for some time, and it's like, wait, if I'm not in therapy, you won't date me? Like, what if I was in therapy for a long time and I got better and I'm like on my own? Like, you'll judge me? It's very interesting.
That is super bizarre. Yeah.
hey,
if you have thoughts, comments on it, call in
to the hotline.
We want to hear your thoughts on on asking personal questions before first date on apps.
You've been with Amy for
since 2013 years.
Yes, and I've been with Maria for almost 10 years, so we've been out of the dating game for a long time, but we are geniuses and scholars, so you can't question our expertise, but you can give your opinions.
Yes.
We might not respect them, though. Okay. Trevor. Oh, we meet Trevor. He's 30. He's an account manager. He's a macho man.
Yeah, he is.
He wants a huge sex life. He assures Danielle he's not a nympho, but I'm not buying it. I'm getting big nympho energy. This guy's a freak.
Oh, he's a freak. All right.
He tells us he's judged on his muscles and his mullet. Well,
I mean,
when you have a mullet,
it is the first two things you see.
Yeah. And he's doing this experiment because he wants to see if people will see how good of a person he is. This makes me think he's going to turn out to be a bad person.
He's probably, well, I mean, he's a man on Love is Blind.
Yeah, you know, yeah, that was already the first red flag. The second is whenever people are like, I'm such a good person, I'm like, okay, bad. The yeah. inverse is true.
I will say the one really interesting and not at all boring thing about him was that he did mention that he likes a fresh cut lawn. And as you learned from a live that we did on Instagram the other night, I've been really into these lawn mowing videos on Instagram. It's the new craze.
Yeah. Thrilling.
It's all the rage.
No, his five things together that he explained that made him happy were big red flags for me, Ben.
The lawn mowing was a red flag.
That was the only thing I believed.
Okay. Yeah.
I liked that. I was like, he was genuine.
Because you thought he was boring.
Yes, that agreed. But I was like, boring dude, this adds up, you know. I could see him put, I could see his big muscles in like a tiny lawnmower, you know.
Oh, you mean like he actually has like one of those little baby lawnmowers, one of the
things. I think any lawnmower is a baby lawnmower to him.
Probably.
Oh, you think he sits on one?
But well, I think it would be cool if he had a little baby lawnmower.
Yeah, I think he has a little baby lawnmower.
One that like rattles with the balls in it.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Yeah. She asks, when he meets Chelsea 30 flight attendant, she asks for five things that make him smile. He says, dogs, a sunny day, butterflies, a good love movie like The Notebook or A Walk to Remember, and a fresh cut lawn. My bullshit meter is off the charts.
See, again, I hate to go back to it again, but the dating profile type of thing that you have on an app, that's what that sounds like to me. What he's spitting out is like just recycled stuff from things he's seen on apps or that he's done on an app.
Like a sunny day. Everybody likes a sunny day.
Yeah.
Butterflies, I refuse to
except for Eeyore. He likes yes. a cloudy day.
I refuse to believe that he randomly was just like thinks about butterflies all of the time. That makes him smile unless he's like specifically into butterflies.
If it was butterfly kisses, then I'd understand.
Yes. Also, a good love movie like The Notebook or A Walk to Remember, those are movies that you cry to. At the end of The Notebook, spoiler alert.
That movie's about Alzheimer's, isn't it?
Yeah, the two people die at the end together. Also, people are always like, I want a love story like The Notebook. The Notebook is a terrible love story. The people take forever to be together. They have to endure all of this tragedy together. You do not want a love story like The Notebook. He's like,
no, it's a happy story, Max. They die.
He's like, happy. I wrote to you for 500 days and you didn't respond. It's like, yeah, you want to like write to somebody for a long time and they don't respond to you and there's like war and shit. A Walk to Remember, she fucking dies and has cancer. Yeah. Like that yeah. movie should not make you smile. This guy's either a psycho yeah. or he's full of shit. He's full of
now,
shit.
Ben. If he said Fever Pitch, then we'd be talking.
Well, Fever Pitch is a great rom-com. I'm into that.
He says wearing the Yankees hat.
Yeah. Well, hey. Hey. Drew Barrymore. She can do anything.
Drew.
Oh my God. She's never done anything wrong in her life.
Well, never. It's a good thing that Chelsea is much more interesting because she likes a sunset and a Coors Light.
This stood out to me. Goes, did you hear how she said a good Coors Light?
Good cold Coors Light.
What is she doing?
Cold Coors Light.
No, but you hear the accent that she puts on.
Do it.
Good cold Coors Light.
A good
Coors Light.
Coors Light. Is it
it's that famous Carolina accent we know so much
but
about.
But it doesn't sound Southern. It's like...
Oh, no, wait, she's from L.A., isn't she?
But it's like a baby voice?
Good, cold, Coors Light.
Coors Light? Boston? Are you doing a baby Boston? You're I don't know what she's doing.
She's doing the Jessica from season one.
That
she's
is what...
Doing your baby.
That's what I thought.
Baby, why...
Easy babies.
Baby, why Coors Light will bottle?
Ah.
Like, what the fuck is going on?
I'm glad though that a small company like Coors Light could get a shout out though.
Yeah, getting the shout out that they needed. Not just Love Is Wine by Cupcake Vineyards.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, but you know they're laughing, they're connecting because they're both boring and fake.
Yeah,
fake and phony dating app bios, and his dog's name is Chelsea. Weird dog name. So weird.
Not like my dog's name, which is completely normal.
No, your dog's name is normal. It's Milhouse is a cute dog name.
It's a cute dog name.
It's not a weird. Like I have a dog's name. Okay, Max is a dog's name. When people meet me, they're always like, "Oh, my dog's name is Max." Okay,
I've heard Ben too as dog's names.
Nobody goes, "My dog's name is Chelsea." Have you ever met a dog named Chelsea? I think he's making it up.
He might be.
Yeah.
To like as a connection factor.
Yeah.
Like as an icebreaker sort of thing.
He probably tells all the girls on Tinder that.
Chelsea is also the name of my dog.
My dog. His name is Chelsea. Chelsea's the name of my dog. I bench press Chelsea, my dog. It's the sunset while watching The Notebook. I like love movies like Requiem for a Dream.
Killers of the Flower Moon. Awakenings.
Chelsea says she's so ready to be married. She's gone to Home Depot trying to meet a guy. She used to date guys and they just watched a football game going on behind her. She says it's nice to not have a distraction. Sounds like she's boring.
Yeah. Well, you know, you go to Home Depot looking for guys, all you're going to find is a bunch of tools.
Oh! That's good. That's good. I haven't used the soundboard in a while. I can't find the
ba-dum-bum.
There we go.
Oh.
We're good.
A little late on the Happy New Year.
We get February. Chelsea and Jimmy, 27 software sales. He says he's from Randleman, NC, and she's from LA, so she doesn't live in North Carolina. She might, but they should all be born and raised in North Carolina.
They really should.
No transplants.
They should all be Hornets fans.
I want Hornets. I want redneck Hicks, Ben.
Yeah. Yep. Is it redneck Hicks in Charlotte?
No, the people from the cities are not redneck Hicks, but I want redneck Hicks that move to Charlotte.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I want people from I want farm boys and gals that milk cows and stuff like that. You know, we want deep South stereotypes.
You want real Americans as well.
No, real Americans in North Carolina, which isn't even the deep South. Yeah. You know, guys, it's gonna be hard this season because Charlotte is not a very interesting town to make fun of.
It's tough. We got the Hornets. We got Mr. Beast. What else we got?
I don't know. I got lunch with Alex Lake, who spent a lot of his life in Charlotte. Alex Lake was on the Circle.
From Circle season one.
Yes, yeah. He's a friend of ours. And I asked him, you know, what can I make fun of about Charlotte? And he said, Max, here, you can use this. It's yours now. Take it. Oh. He said, what's the difference between Charlotte and yogurt? And I said, what? Oh. He says, yogurt has an active culture.
Wow. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's like a really big shot at North
Carolina. Yeah, that's a really big shot at Charlotte. Wow. The city of things we know about it.
Wow. There's that LA elitism for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Jimmy is boring as rocks. When he talks about himself, he's only good with.
He is pretty boring. He's only good when he's been surprised by something.
Yes.
And doesn't know how to react.
Yes. Jimmy and Jessica, who's a 28-year-old executive assistant, she says she's a homebody, which is a code word for parent. You know, Jimmy's thrilling. He likes to go out to cocktail bars and be in bed by 9:30. So this is the kind of guy we need on reality TV, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's who we want to watch. they feel good about each other.
He does have the juice, though, Max. Jimmy does.
Oh,
Jimmy with the juice.
Jimmy with the juice.
Wait, that's a reference to something?
What are you talking about? Maybe. Have you not seen that video?
Oh, is that the corn?
Yeah, it's the corn kid. Okay. Yeah.
You got that from like a remix or something.
Yeah, the remix song.
I'm glad you took the time to grab that.
Hours. Jimmy with the juice. Jimmy juice. Can you imagine saying that guy has the juice? Like, what about him?
What juice?
What's juicy about Jimmy?
Yeah. Probably Crystal Light.
Nothing going on in North Carolina. Bottom of the barrel men there.
Did you like my Crystal Light joke, though?
Oh, that's good. That was good.
That's a shout at Crystal Light for anyone.
Oh, dude, I love Crystal Light. I think we're having more brands featured than Who's Blind.
Fingers crossed. Hopefully we'll get a deal out of this.
Yeah. Jessica and Matthew, we meet Matthew, a 36-year-old financial advisor. This is where we see his 15 questions where he asks people to pick a number.
I love this. I love this system.
Yeah, I like when he asked Jessica...
Control your own fate sort of thing.
I like when he asked Jessica what she excels in at relationships. She says loyalty, and then she asks, what about you? And he's like, I'm the one asking the questions, and then he walks away.
Yeah.
That was big power move.
Huge power move. You could tell he's read all the big business books. He's read Art of the Deal.
You watch that VH1 show Pickup Artist with Mysterio too.
Yeah.
We get Matthew and Sarah Ann, and this is where she picks the number and has been picked too many times and he doesn't like it.
Matt can kiss my ass.
Oh no, this is where he leaves mid-answer because she rambles on.
Yeah.
Matt doesn't have time to waste. He's finding a wifey.
Yeah. Sometimes I wish I could do that on this podcast. You know?
Dude, I told you, we can... Oh, you're talking about me.
I'm kidding.
Well, I'm telling you, we can leave whenever we want. We can just get out of here.
Let's just go. Get out of here, man.
You know, but I just want you to know.
Superman had a cold personality to start off to.
He's Superman, man. He's Clark Kent. He's going to turn to Superman.
Yeah. But Superman didn't really need a bubbling personality because, you know, he was fucking Superman.
Yeah. Are you saying Matthew's not? Dude.
He's more of a Clark Kent, if you ask me.
Yeah, no, he really is. Matthew finally meets AD. He says he is typically riding four-wheelers or dirt bikes in his small country town. This was the first red flag for me because I think he's lying.
Very different persona from what we're introduced to, at least. This is it. It seems like when he starts talking to AD, it's like a complete 180, does it not, personality-wise?
Yeah, I don't think this guy rides four-wheelers or dirt bikes.
Maybe he does. I don't know.
No.
I don't know.
No, he's a liar.
It would be better if it was horses.
Yeah. Please. He then opens up to being in therapy. He says the therapist was shocked. I'm guessing she told him not to go on the show because, you know, she knows that he's a sociopath and it's going to manipulate some women. It's going to be terrible, you know, she tried to get a restraining order, probably stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. We like to diagnose all of our contestants.
Yes.
Bipolar.
Yeah, I think he has BPD. I think he... he's a small town boy and she's a city girl from Boston.
Take the midnight train going anywhere.
Yeah, I know, like it's a reverse journey. But she's from Boston. She's not from North Carolina. What's happening?
I don't know. Where's her accent?
I know. It's all lies.
Yeah, she wasn't coming in being like, wicked fucking Dunkin' Donuts.
I parked my Harvard yard, and Ben Affleck and Matt Damon and I went to Harvard and MIT. We wrote a thing on a board and a janitor solved it.
How you not gonna fucking say that Brady's the fucking goat?
Why doesn't she talk like that?
Why?
Only people
I think she's Boston, a fraud. That's why.
Yeah, that's what people from Boston exclusively sound like.
Yeah, no, they don't sound any different than that.
AD says she's 32, so people have a lot of opinions about who she's dating, like her mom and her friends. Like, everyone keeps telling her to stop dating players and assholes. Like, just because she's 32, they're saying that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the second you turn 22, you got to start being serious, right? That's what it is. Yep.
AD and Clay vibe, except for the fact that Clay wants a cat and AD is afraid of them. So, but it's a very flirty exchange.
Yeah, I like his radio voice.
Yeah, I was
personally, I think podcast voice is cooler, but
yeah,
that's just me.
Me too. Podcasting is very cool. When I tell people I podcast, they basically faint.
Oh, you tell people?
All the time. Uber drivers, cashiers.
Hey, let me just say, if you ever enter the state lines of Colorado, you keep your mouth fucking shut, okay?
I yell out the window, I podcast! I stand out the sunroof, stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, you're in LA now. It's getting around Tinseltown.
Yeah, like, people love shit like that.
They think
you're really cool. men and women's quarters. Trevor says Chelsea is his number one, but I'm not sure if he's talking about his dog or the person Chelsea.
Chelsea is also the name of my dog.
I would guess the dog.
Yeah, probably the dog. He's no.
I know my dog's my number one.
Yeah, I know.
Best buddy.
Chelsea says she felt electricity with Jimmy Juice. Yeah, basically everyone's feeling each other, stuff like that. They chew the gold goblets, blah blah blah. We get a lot of shots of food the next morning, so we know they're being fed. No more lawsuits. We'll see what the lawsuit is this season.
Yeah,
they'll probably come out in a few hours.
Yes.
Amy, 27, e-commerce retail specialist, and we meet Johnny. He's an account executive. We find out that they're both weeaboos, Ben.
Is that like an anime thing or something?
Yes, it is people from America that are really into anime, and they forsake American culture for Japanese culture.
What a very unique identity.
But they're both very coy about it, you know. They're like, oh, I'm not really into anime, I just watched all of Naruto.
Right. I'm not
really into anime.
Oh, they're so modest.
Yes.
So bashful.
Yes. I like how she's like, I've never left the country, I've just been to like 30 countries with my parents. I've never left the country, just with my parents, so it doesn't count.
Yeah.
So basically the same as you.
Yeah. Johnny's from Jersey.
Hell yeah. Not from North.
Do you know him?
Oh yeah. We all know each other. Yeah, we're all family. We all call each other cousin.
You're all sons of the boss, right?
Yes. At the end of the day.
Brothers and sisters of the boss.
All of our last names are Springsteen in one way or another.
What was the thing about her saying that her dad would beg people at church to go to her birthday party?
Yeah, this would be a red flag for me. I'd be like, wow, sounds like you were a loser. Yeah,
you can't even get your church friends to go. That's
loser,
pretty bad.
Loser. I'd be like, I'm not marrying somebody who couldn't get people that come to their birth. Your dad had to beg you. It's like, how annoying.
Especially from church friends. Like, they couldn't even get the church friends to go.
Yeah, right? I know. Like, nobody felt it was like their duty to be kind to thy neighbor or whatever.
Yeah.
God.
Oof.
I'd be like, man, like, are we going to have to beg people to come to the wedding? Like, how off-putting are you?
I think it's a red flag.
Red flag. But they seem to appear to connect very blandly.
Did you catch, too, that she said her brother, she's very tight with her brother, but she says her brother is her quote-unquote person. I don't think I've ever heard that used in that context before. This is my person.
Well, she created her brother by wishing upon a human star, and then her mom became instantly pregnant. Okay, Ben?
That's beautiful.
That night, her mom instantly became pregnant.
Yeah.
It was an immaculate conception based on a shooting star.
Wow.
It's crazy stuff going on here.
Her little wish.
Yes.
Turned into a life.
Yes.
Wow.
Clay and AD, big flirting. And what we get here is the biggest part of this is, Ben, we get one of our favorite things here on Reality Alert is the flirting gets so hot that we get a squeal. She squeals. Are you excited? Are you ready?
I'm waiting for it.
Banana.
Oh, God.
What do you think about that?
That's good. It's a good squeal.
Do you want to rank it with the other squeals?
It's a classic North Carolina squeal.
Yeah, it's... Let's go through the other squeals in Reality Alert history.
Okay.
We have Xanthi.
Xanthi wins.
Yeah, it's clearly the best one from the circle. How...
Now, wait, there's a hog.
That's a hog, right? I will never get over the fact that a human made that noise. Let's go next. We have Irina.
That's like a smoke alarm.
We have Tiffany. That's another really good one. That is crazy.
Yeah, that's like a flat line.
We have Johnny.
Oh, wow. That is something else.
We have one from Bliss that's really good. I got to find. Hold on. Which isn't technically a squeal, but it's close there. And then we have AD.
It's good.
It's good. It's up there. I mean, it's not up there with the best, but we can't discount it.
We'll get more squeals.
Shout out to Clay for
this seems like a squealing bunch.
Yeah, it's really... This is very hot. AD says in confessional she thinks Clay is a ladies' man, but she's still so curious. I mean, we are too. We get it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's curious, too, about what you look like. He doesn't really care about anything else.
He's very curious about that.
He's a very curious guy. AD then chats with Matthew. She says she compares Matthew to pistachio and a butterfly in a cocoon.
Yes. Yes. So it, yeah. You're just a little nut that comes out of the cocoon.
Yeah.
You fly away and then you get eaten by somebody.
Yeah. She feels very protective of him. They talk about music boring. He says he dances.
Matthew said he likes instrumental music.
Oh, that was, and he's like, I like find that
copyright free only, right?
Yeah.
That's the kind.
I like the Love is Blind Orchestra. I like the YouTube royalty free music library.
You really think Matthew gets in a lot of dance offs?
No, I don't believe anything.
I don't think he does
said.
At all.
He does. Dance offs.
Pickup artist. He read the pickup artist.
Who is this guy? You know?
He read I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell. He read like those books, you know?
Right, right. Yeah. How to win friends and whatever that one is.
He read like the Carnegie book, yeah.
he's read all these. Influence people, right? That's what it was.
AD says she has an irrational fear that birds will tear her brain out.
My wife had this phobia.
Really?
Yeah, legitimately. She used to, well, not that specific, but she was afraid of swooping birds.
Would she walk around with the helmet on?
No, it wasn't like that.
I mean, like, if I was afraid of birds poking out my brain, I would just wear a helmet. I mean,
we lived in New York for a while. Pigeons don't really fly. They're just on the ground.
Yeah, that's true.
But it all came to it. She's cured now.
Good. It came I'm to really glad.
One day when we went to the Channel Islands, and we didn't realize it was mating season for like all these birds, and they were attacking us
while we were there. Did they poke your brain out?
They didn't poke our brain out.
Good.
But it was wild. It was crazy.
When I go to the Channel Islands during mating season, I'm going to wear a helmet.
You should.
Thank you.
You should.
I think AD should be less afraid of birds and be more afraid of Matthew.
Yes.
He's manipulative.
He's pecking at her brain in a manipulative
way. He is.
Yeah.
Women, we get a shot of Love is Wine from Cupcake Vineyards. Isn't that exciting, Ben?
Wow.
Do you love how on Instagram they teased like a bunch of people returning to the pods and made it seem like it was going to be an offshoot show with like Mike and Marshall and Bartiz and stuff. And then it just turned out being like an advertisement for the wine. Cause I loved that. Anyway, Jessica, once again, she is feeling Jimmy Juice. He's just like corn, Ben.
I'm over it. You know what, Max? It's starting to get corny, okay?
He blows his nose really loudly, so that's his number one character trait that we've discovered. We finally know something about him.
Yes, blow king.
Yes.
Right.
So this we scene, Blow King. Now we got a good name for him.
We stand.
We stand a Blow King. So
they also did we talk? They ate spicy sauce.
Oh my god, it was so.
We got to talk about that. The production proved that they're serving them food again.
It was so spicy. But
do you know why it was spicy? It was probably Carolina Reaper sauce, dude.
Oh, dude.
Because they're in North Carolina.
And that's how you know they're not from North Carolina, because they didn't know how to eat the Reaper sauce. They're both not even from there.
That's right. They start feeding that stuff to babies. When they're like a week old.
When I lived in North Carolina, we didn't even have water. We said Reaper sauce.
Yeah.
Reaper sauce.
Drink that from the fountain.
Yeah, dude. So this is the big scene with Jessica and Jimmy. So I like how before she reveals her secret, which isn't a secret, she's very sly about this. She walks in and she goes, "My husband. Oh, God, I didn't mean to say that out loud. Oh, I didn't mean to." Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've seen some bad acting before, you know, but this takes the cake. My goodness. Ooh.
She's like, "You're such a good person, Blow King. I love you, Blow King." And then she said, "I've had a hard time keeping something from you that I haven't revealed to you yet." And he goes, "It sounds like a secret." She's like, "It's not a secret. It's just something I've hid from you. But just wait." And she reveals that she has a daughter named Autumn, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, "I get it. This isn't a deal breaker. Not a big deal at all. I don't care."
It was all good until she said that it was because she named it after the woman from 500 Days of Summer.
Yeah. And he's
then like, that's when he started getting weird. He's like,
"That film is rather derivative and trite. That's a problem for me. I like real cinema. That is Criterion. Thank you." He asks about her, about the father, and she explains that like the father is co-parenting and stuff like that, and the father is still in the picture, and he's like, "Father's still in the picture. This is when I'm out. This is the..."
Yeah.
That's what he doesn't like, maybe. I don't know, but because he's
not seems, the 10-year-old child.
No, he father. Seems fine with the 10-year-old child. But at some point, I think that he doesn't like it. He's very nice in this, but in the next scene, we can tell that he's not okay with this whole situation.
Yeah.
He's like, this is totally fine. I'm not upset.
He's like, oh, yeah, I have other options. I don't have to go with the lady who has a kid.
Yeah, the kid.
That's what he's thinking.
The father in the picture.
The father in the picture.
Something bothered him, even though he said it doesn't.
Yeah.
But I mean, I get it. It's very shocking.
He probably, maybe he just doesn't understand the scenario. Maybe he thinks that they're going to all live in the same house together or something.
No, I mean, it's a very shocking thing to be put on you when you're like getting towards marriage and you're like, oh, I was building trust with you. And then you kind of threw this on me. I mean, I get why she didn't. It's not like, I get it. I don't think she was being like, deceptive necessarily. But I also get from his side being like, come on. Like, but in confessional, all of a sudden Jimmy's like, I'm really connecting with Chelsea too, and we're like, huh, dog girl?
Yeah, well, ever since Jessica revealed she had a kid, he's realized that his connection he's with like, Chelsea is stronger than ever.
With the dog girl too. So we see Chelsea, and she reveals to him that she got married at 18 to her high school sweetheart for 5 years. And he's like, oh, this doesn't scare me. I heard other news today that scared me a bit more. And he just is like, oh, I apologize for bringing up other people. And then she starts crying and it's like, oh, it's hard to tell you that. And then she's like, like, you're not going to like everyone. That's okay. And he's like, no, that's the exact opposite of what I'm trying to tell you. And then she just keeps crying and walks out the door.
I think he fucked this up.
He did because he kept talking about like changing the subject as well within that thing.
Well, and he's talking about other women. And
he knows he fucked it up.
This man cannot handle two surprises in one day. Let's just say that he can't handle it.
No, yeah. I mean, he did try to fix it, though. He's like, oh, I should not have brought up other people. I'm sorry. And then he says he wants to change the subject. And I think he's just saying, I don't want to talk about other people. I know I did the wrong thing.
Yeah.
And I think she thinks what he's saying is, I don't want to talk about you being married before.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And what he's trying to say is, I don't care about that. And he feels bad about bringing up somebody else. And it's like a miscommunication because he literally.
That's the way the edit looked. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Because he's literally saying like, no, I'm trying to tell you the opposite. Like, I don't care.
But he was acting weird. He was acting awkward. And you could see.
No, he was. He was.
Said, after what she said, she would attribute that to part of their conversation. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he definitely was acting weird. I do kind of get it, though. Those are two surprises, especially if they happen back to back. I'd be like, oh, no, what's next?
Yeah, he did not have the juice today.
No.
He didn't have it. Don't play it.
My hands are in my pockets.
Good.
I have to edit one that says, it doesn't have the juice. It doesn't have the juice.
This is still, you know, relying on the idea that most people even remember this.
Everybody remembers
that it. Was from a year ago.
At least he's the blow king now, okay? We have to play the blow the king down song or something. I felt bad for her. Yep, he totally bungles this one up. Yeah, we have Trevor here. To play this really boring game, right, Ben?
Yeah, I love icebreaker games in the pods. They're so fun.
Dude, this really spiced it up, hearing them talk about the relationships and how they didn't really love people and blah, blah, blah. Chelsea also does her bad acting in this one, too. She tries to reveal that she's been married before in a different way because it didn't go well with Blow King Jimmy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Everyone who's got a secret is kind of going about things an odd way instead of just being direct.
She does a mini gaslight here, Ben.
A little bit. Yeah.
She goes,
no, I thought I did. I told you.
No, I told you. I told you that, right? I'm pretty sure I did. Oh, I thought I told you. He's like, I definitely didn't. Oh, are you sure?
She should have done a full-blown gaslight. She should have been like, I can't believe
you
didn't remember me telling you that.
Yeah, so she should have cried and made him feel bad. That would have been awesome.
Yep.
He's not fazed by it, and she's like, oh, this is a much better reaction than what I got. And he's like, that's preposterous. And then he says, I'm ready to be married, and she's happy. So maybe they're going down the aisle.
Wow. Could be.
Yeah.
He's like, I just wish I could pet you right now. I wish I could scratch behind your ears. Yeah.
This is good because if he says the wrong name at the altar and says his dog's name by mistake, it'll be okay. She won't know.
It's true. Yep. That's great. The dog will be there, I'm sure.
Yeah, but
ring bearer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So Johnny writes Amy this song. Are you ready for it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Banana.
Okay.
Her name is Amy. And she's really cool. Banana. When all the guys see her, they say Angel Banana. She's really cool when she sees the other guys. They all drool. She's a bad mamacita. I really want to meet her. I really want to see her. After this part time. What was the next verse? Stage right. Oh, my God.
Just like the boss.
Yep, it sounded just like the boss. Sounds very, very much like a Bruce Springsteen song. So it's Valentine's Day, Ben. Happy Valentine's Day from me to you.
Happy Valentine's.
So your wife's name is Amy. Will you be singing her this song exactly for Valentine's Day?
I'm going to memorize it.
Yeah.
Word for word. That's the only way.
Amy from the show gave this song a 9. What would you give it?
I would give it a 10.
Me too. It's perfect. Flawless execution, rhymes, the verse.
I have a feeling the Love is Blind Orchestra is going to be inviting Johnny on stage.
You had to look up his name. You forgot his name. He's not memorable. It's okay.
I've just been calling him the boss.
These guys are so boring.
Reveal the behind the scenes, man.
No, it's fun. It's truth. There's truth, man, to how boring this shit is. These guys are boring. Matthew's the only one serving for the men.
I remember his name.
Yeah.
No.
You ever call your chest hair taco meat?
All the time. Especially when I'm eating Taco Bell and it's fallen onto my chest.
That makes sense. I was like, taco meat, is he talking about having like chest fat? Like, what is that? Like, is it cellulite in your chest? I was like, what is taco
meat? No, for me, it's like when I'm eating sloppily while laying down in bed and then the taco meat falls down onto my chest.
Yeah, that's taco meat. That's
what it is. Yeah.
I don't look at chest hair and think, oh, taco meat. Chest isn't a taco. It's kind of flat unless your chest is very one of those concave chests.
He could have a concave.
Yeah, we're gonna have to look at whoever that guy is.
That'd be more of like a Taco Bell bowl, though. Rather,
yeah, than... we need to get him on the podcast and harass him about this. We need to really get into the into this. We learned from AD that people are being very coy. Her and Amber are not revealing who they're talking to. Clay and AD have date night. Clay talks about how big his ego is and how how suave.
I guess at least he's self-aware, right?
Yeah. Well, that's part of his his attempt. I also like how he does. He's not suave. He's suave, like Rico Suave. Suave. He's suave.
Suave is cool.
He's I have a big ego and I'm suave. But it's a security blanket, and I never get the woman that I want. It's like such a setup. Yeah. He's like, oh, I'm so self-aware, but you are what I really want. You're different. I never get what I truly want, which is you.
Yeah.
You're special. You're different than everybody else. I never get girls like you.
But preferably she'd be petite with big lips.
Yeah, I was wondering when this was going to happen, but I didn't expect it to happen this scene.
No. What do you think he's picturing in his mind? Four feet tall, and then like if like fish lips, right?
Fish lips, BBL, like a big mouth
bass,
double F boobs.
Yeah.
BBL. Yeah.
He starts asking questions like, if you were a fish, would I be catching you in a creek or would I be catching you in the Pacific Ocean? Right? That's like what Shake did, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Gotta know how big those lips are. If you were eating a popsicle, would it be a small fat-free popsicle, or would it be like the Spider-Man popsicle that you get from the truck that's like really circle shaped?
I didn't think about that. Lips is a really funny one. Lips are pretty it's like I'm thin lipped.
Yeah,
I have medium.
She was the love of my life, dude. Like, we had everything in common. She just had like really normal lips.
Yeah, they weren't like thin. It. They weren't juicy. They were medium sized, and I need plump lips.
Yeah.
He says, "I like petite. I like lips, butts, and all that stuff."
Ooh. Like,
he says, "I know I sound shallow, but I'm going to propose that I need to know your specs." He didn't say specs, but it's basically what he's saying. He's like, yo, give me a rundown. Give me your sizes.
Lips, butts, and all that stuff would be a great name for a gentleman's club.
Right? He did say butts and all that stuff. That was a direct quote. She let him off way too easy. I'd be like, fuck you, man. This is... She's like, I'm not angry. I'd be like, I'm not angry, but you gotta
admit, AD really holds her composure here with both Clay and then later Amber, you know, where she's just like, okay, I'm absorbing this information. I'm not going to throw it back at you just yet. I'm going to process this.
Yeah.
But you know, she's thinking, these people.
Yeah. These motherfuckers. So we get to Matthew in AD, and he's like, I know you're dating other guys, and I'm a little jealous, but I'm not surprised because you're so amazing. And I think about you all the time, and I've never had a deep connection before. You're so unique and special to me. You're the only girl I'm talking to.
He loves her, dude.
This is love.
He's head over heels.
He says there's two outcomes in this experiment, with her or not.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Which book? I want to know which book.
Yeah, which book? Sheryl Sandberg, lean in. That was that one. Matthew says, what's my greatest accomplishment? Finding you. AD says, it's getting hot in here. Which I was like, okay, heard that one before.
He's hot as F.
Sorry.
It's hot in here.
It's like, oh, I thought you were going to play the Nancy one.
Dude, there's so many people talking about things being hot in this show.
Yeah. Well, production doesn't provide air conditioning. So
that's true.
For reason.
Dude, we're up to 724 sound bites. It's getting a little crazy over here. Needs a parent. Needs to go down a little bit.
That's all.
I know.
Weird.
Yeah. So Matthew asks what she thinks about proposing, and she says that she thinks it's cute.
Just in general, it's more of a rhetorical.
It's cute. I was cracking up. I think it's like it's a little knee, and then she says, yes, it's cute.
Oh, so adorbs.
This is so cute.
He says he takes it seriously. He says, what does your dad think about this? She says that he's dead. He says, well, I'm sorry I asked, but I don't think I can propose without asking permission. And he then goes, well, I guess that roadblock isn't there. Okay, this bothers me for
because he could just do a seance, right?
Yeah, this whole the seance is part of it.
That's what you were thinking, right?
Well, that's part of it. One, well, you know, on this podcast, we think you shouldn't have to ask for permission. It's silly.
Unless the father is dead, then we think you should have to.
Yeah, you should use the seance. Yeah. The other aspect of it is that, okay, so you think it's important to ask for permission, right? So the dad is in the picture. She didn't even have a relationship with the dad. So what if she has a relationship with her mom? But you think in your head that the only person that you would need permission from is her father. That feels incredibly sexist to me.
Well, the father draws up the contract.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And the father is the one who exchanges the goats.
Yeah, the father owns her. The father owns the
goats, and then
yes,
and then Matt gets the bride. This is how it works.
Well, the father owns the key to the chastity belt too.
Right,
it used to be locked. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but since the roadblock isn't there, there's no worry about anything. So he can propose. So they don't have to run away from the show.
Right. They just need to dig up the key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't have to call a locksmith.
That's it. Well, yeah, they gotta dig and then they gotta open the coffin and then they gotta get the key.
Oh, because the dad has it because he's dead. Okay, great. She says, how important is race and ethnicity to you when you're thinking about your wife? He's like, not important. Why? And she's like, no reason. No reason.
He has no idea why.
No reason, because I want to make sure you're not racist.
Yeah.
This gets mentioned a couple times. Like later, she's like, he's white. I've never dated a white guy, but it's okay. I hope that this isn't all foreshadowing something.
I was worried about that. Yeah,
it
just feels like if they're putting it in there, maybe it is.
With Lauren and Cameron, it came up, but it came up, I felt like, later. You know what I'm talking about?
And it was with the parents. It was with Lauren's dad, specifically.
It was with Lauren's dad, and they made, like, lightheartedness about it, like, with the rapping and stuff.
Yes.
But with this, it's coming up early, and I just hope that, like, it's not...
Yep.
But, like... Yeah, but I don't know. It just seems like this could be foreshadowing something. Yeah. I don't know. But yeah, he basically tells her he's ready to propose. And honestly, I kept waiting for it.
Dear friend, I'm in love with you. I'm hypnotized.
Wow. I was like crying and stuff.
Regina Spektor's doing Love is Blind orchestras now.
Ben, that's a real artist. That's a deep cut. Ben. Ben.
Tell me you're proud of me.
This is a monumental day. Ben, like a real music joke. It's crazy.
I got a few.
Saving
them for rainy days.
But that wasn't Weird Al.
I know.
He also basically asks her not to tell anyone. He's like, you're not going to tell anyone about this, right? Because if you do, I'm going to lock you in my fortress of solitude, okay? So don't do it.
That's sketchy. That was a red flag right there. You're not going to tell anyone, are you?
Yeah. Hey, but don't tell him.
I've already told literally every other woman here the same thing.
Don't tell him that he's sketchy, okay?
I'm not sketchy as fuck.
Okay, he's not. He says there's nothing they can't conquer after this. Nothing. Except his web of lies and deceit.
So, but as a couple, they might be able to conquer that. You never know.
It's true. So we get to the women's quarters. We see the shot of AD's journal. And Amber tells AD she had a good date. She says Matthew talked about asking her dad. And if he can't do that, we can leave. But Amber is like, I'm fine with that. I'll leave too. And AD is just kind of like smiling about it. But Amber is like, what the fuck? Like, I need action. And AD is like, what's going on? And is just being coy. You know, the whole thing is pretty wild.
It's pretty weird. I liked your fun theory at the beginning that she looked through her.
I really journal. Think it could go either way.
I like that a lot. I didn't think about it. I think it's also just as likely that this guy is a dirty dog.
No, dude, that is always a possibility.
Always.
Dog, dog.
Get the fuck over here.
Dog.
How many times does it take till I learn? To the action, you're gonna get burned.
Maybe he should be with Chelsea since they're both dogs.
That is so true. They would be the perfect match.
Yes, they would.
I have to say, I think that song was like was about AD saying, how many times does it take till I learn smoke to the ash and you're going to get burned? Why doesn't she just use roach clips? You know, then you're not going to get burned with the ash. Then everything's going to work out better.
Yeah.
No, if you just adapt, you're
if
not
she
get
was
burned
from
like
Asheville, she would know.
That's true. She'd have all that
Carolina you know? Joke.
But she's not from North Carolina. She's from Boston because the show is bullshit.
God damn it. I got all these Carolina jokes in my pocket, and not a single one of them's from there. Not a single one. They probably don't even know who Mr. Beast is.
I bet they have peepholes in the pods. I bet this whole show is a racket.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't like that.
When are they going to have a twist on the show? When are we going to get a twist? You know, like the format. I don't know. The producer should come up with it, like a twist. I don't know what they would do. Mm-hmm. It's season 6. You got to do something.
Get Muggsy Bogues in the pod.
Yes. When are we going to get Celebrity Love is Blind?
That'd be great. I'd love
that. Yeah. We need Tiffany Pollard in the show. We need Johnny Bananas.
Yes.
You know,
hosted some, by Steve Harvey.
Yeah, we need some housewives, some YouTubers, some TikTokers. Get Addison
what if
Ray
the twist
there.
Was that they're all married? And
that would be good.
And they're all cheating on their
and show. They all have they're all recent cheaters.
Yes.
Yeah. And they all have secret children.
Yeah,
that aren't secrets.
You know, eventually that's gonna eventually not that everyone will eventually someone's gonna be on this show who's married. You better believe that casting has
that happened already, that someone was like technically still married. Did that happen already?
There was weird shit going on with Mark in season 1 of seeing different people on and off.
Oh yeah, I just wonder if there's anybody who's like
divorced. But there's never been anyone who's like still legally married.
Are we sure there wasn't anyone whose divorce wasn't finalized yet?
I don't think
no,
so.
No, probably not. Probably not. But I feel like that happens.
It's going to happen.
It happens on reality TV all the time. It's definitely going to happen. And it should. They need
I'm
to
just
make it
waiting
happen.
For it. Yep.
Yes. Well, Ben, this has been a fun time. It is great to be back here on Reality Alert.
Love it.
Join us tomorrow. That will be February 15th. We will hopefully be live for that episode on YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, and now Instagram Live. Pretty Ooh. Exciting stuff. Yes. We are recapping at least episodes 2 and 3.
Yes. And please do join us at patreon.com/realityalert. It's only $5, folks. You get all sorts of recaps from F-Boy Island to Love is Blind season 1. And then, of course, we are currently doing our Love Center, which is all bonus content. We talk about the social media from the week, all sorts of fun stuff. So head on over to patreon.com/realityalert.
and you support the podcast and keep us going, okay? And we will not be taking any more hiatuses. We are back forever. So thank you. And thank you for everyone's support, for sticking around. We really appreciate it. And we love you very much and dearly. Okay.
See Happy you soon. Valentine's
Day. Bye.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Chelsea is also the name of my dog.